Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Grace of peace in Jesus. You can't hear me?
No. Happy family. Happy
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, brother.
Happy Sabbath. Asha Shabbat.
Asha Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom. Happy Sabbath.
You know, I be so emotional on the Sabbath. Every Sabbath, I be so emotional. I love it.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise. Shabbat hey. Shalom, Israelite. Asha Shabbat.
Asha Shabbat. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
Amen, family.
You sound like you're on the other side of the room.
Oh, I opened my blinds.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool.
I'm going to take y'all speaker now. Because, you know, everybody be showing love as soon as the song stops. So I want to be a part of that, so I put it on speak.
Amen. Well, amen. I just want to say amen. Praise God. There you go.
I'm here. I'm here.
Praise God, bro. hey, let's get started, man. We got us a doozy. The last time I did this with a brother was some time ago. I got to say this. James Howe, I did it on TV. And I did it under All About Eve. And I got mixed emotions about it because, you know, nobody never heard. We haven't never really delved into the synonyms of Eve. We never delved into that. We never looked into that. And when we went into it, it explained a lot, but then our flesh jumped on us because, you know, because of our flesh. So in some cases, you know, we came off kind of rude, not kind of, but we were rude in some areas. And so since then, I had really not done this lesson with another brother aside from yourself.
No, no.
You keep that balance. Why? Because, you know, these lessons here actually is about the correction and the manifestation of the sister's power. And if they receive it, then they receive power from on high. But it's also correction. We always got to remember that the word of God is a two-edged sword. You're not just going to get the good without taking that the bad. So we got to know what to fix, and we got to know what we're looking for in ourselves. All right? So these are those things. This is what we were covering, but we went overboard. So to that, deep regrets, but the lesson never, it evolves from that, you know, from All About Eve to now just a part of the creation, you know, because that's exactly who she is. When I initially did the All About Eve, I dealt with Eve initially. Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to deal with her principles, but we're not going to do that. We're going to deal with her before she was created. We want to deal with her before she was brought into existence. She was always in the creation. So we're going to go back. So we can't help but be on our P's and Q's, but going back and looking at her from where she at from the beginning, that really should be where, you know, like we look at our G-moms like that, but we really should be looking at our wives like that and our sisters like that, and they should be carrying themselves like that to receive that honor. So don't just think you get it because you hear it. You know, not all women is virtuous and not all of them is righteous and not all men are holy and all that. No. Got to earn that. It's hard to give trust. And when somebody trusts you and you betray that trust, it's hard to receive it back. You never want to betray anybody's trust. So why? Because it's the truth. So this is the truth. Let's get started. Brother Isaiah, I'm sure you have an opening scripture, so let's get started.
Amen. All praises. Okay, amen. All sisters, please cover your head. And brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. Amen. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for they shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek offer also the other, and him that taketh away that cloak forbid not to take that coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away that goods ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thing have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thing have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thing have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." Amen. The book was taking place from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 through 35. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray. Father, Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and on our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, give those that hear us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, bro. Well, let's get into this. Women in the church. Women in the church. In the beginning. This is that thing. You know, maybe, you know, we're teaching the women these days so much of the flesh, you know, how to act in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Maybe if we go back to the foundation, to the nitty gritty, and let them see themselves before they became who they are today, then maybe they could still recover that person that they were meant to be from the beginning. All of us have to do it.
Amen.
I mean, it's predestination. Like, I have to change from my ways. You have to change from your ways. She has to change from hers. We have to deny the world. It's really what it come down to. Okay, so let's start this in Proverbs. Let's start this in Proverbs. Chapter 7:1.
Amen. The book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my laws as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Stop.
That they may.
That's her. Before Eve was created. That's who she is. She's wisdom and understanding. Isaiah, could you look up the word wisdom?
Yes, sir.
He said, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, or say unto your wife, you are wisdom. Say unto your sister, your wisdom. Those are huge blessings, man, to pronounce over your sister, your wife.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting where you are.
Yeah, brother. You got it? Read.
Understanding, insight, acuity, sense, common sense, shrewdness, foresight, prudence, logic, rationality, soundness, sharpness, savvy, which is practical knowledge, the ability to make good judgments. We also have... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue.
It's a long group, so I don't know if I'm going
to
do all of
it. Oh, okay. Okay, let's go to wisdom. Oh, you have one? Okay.
Well, this is off of wisdom.
Okay, go.
Okay. Intelligence, insight, perception, sense, shrewdness, common sense, promptness, sharpness, savvy, which means practical knowledge, the ability to make good judgments. Amen.
Great. Could you read that? Please.
Amen. So wisdom, the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment.
So the woman is created for experience. So she's going to experience things with you. Well, that's what the wife is for, to experience those things with her Lord, her King, her God, you know, like us, our God, our King, our Lord, you know, Elohim, however you want to pronounce it, Yah, you know. In that sense, we're going to experience things with them. We're going to walk with us. The God of Israel did. Go ahead.
The quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise.
The quality. So your wife should have the qualities of being wise and of good judgment, not unwise. That's your sister. Read on.
Synonyms: sagacity, sagacious, intelligence, understanding, insight, perception, perceptiveness, perceptionist, penetration, acuity.
You know that this is all, this is contrary to conception. You said in Kassaro with that conception. This is totally contrary to that. So with the blessings of this word, I can rebuke that spirit of conception.
Amen.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
This is the antidote to conception.
That's right. Wisdom.
Yep. Read on.
Discernment. Sense. Good sense. Common sense. Shrewdness.
So see, your wife ought to have good sense. What else?
Common sense,
uh-huh,
and shrewdness.
Shrewdness. She should be shrewd, not easy, not, you know, loose. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Acumen, smartness, judiciousness. Is that judicious?
That's law.
Judgment.
There go the law. Yep.
Foresight, clear sightedness, prudence. Circumspection.
That's real careful. That's extremely careful. That's what Paul said, walk circumspectively. That means extreme, like you're on eggshells. So she is extremely careful about the way she carries herself in the world.
Amen.
That's your sister. If she ain't about those things, she's not your sister.
Amen.
She's an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no making up for that. She got to make up for that. You can't do nothing with that. You can only show her, and if she repents, she repents. If she don't, she don't. There's nothing we can do about it. But that's her words. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go on to Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. He says, say unto wisdom, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 8:1. When you receive it, read.
Yes, sir. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 1. Does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?
See that? There it is again. There she is. So Jehovah's Witnesses would try to tell you that this is Jesus being created. Well, right here, she, I go her right there. That's a female right here. And we picked her up in chapter 7. This is a continual conversation about her. Continue.
Verse 2. She standeth in the trap of high places,
by the way in the place of the paths. She crieth at the gates at the entry of the city, and coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the
according
words of my
to
mouth
the definition, you know what? According to the definitions we just got through reading, it would be an abomination to her lips.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? It'll be impossible for her to be contrary. Read on.
Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them.
Nothing what?
There is nothing forward.
You know what forward means? Forward is a horrible spirit. Forwardness is the door to reprobation. A lot of us don't realize that. If you entertain in a forward spirit, that's the door you messing with going into reprobated mind. Let's look up the words forward right quick so that we can have a better understanding that that's a spirit you never want to entertain at no time, because you don't ever want to be around anything that'll lead to reprobation. You have it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read.
Forward. Of a person difficult to deal with, contrary.
A person is difficult
to deal with.
Contrary.
Contrary.
Okay, look up the word contrary. So God is saying that you could be difficult to deal with.
Contrary.
Because you contrary. Read on.
Contrary. Opposite in nature. Direction or meaning.
Opposite in nature. In nature, just naturally at variance. Naturally. So that's the door to reprobation. You see that? Naturally opposite. So that is the door to reprobate. Because you are naturally opposed those things that's good. That's why you never want to entertain a forward spirit. A person that's difficult to deal with. Someone that's contrary.
Opposite.
What else it says? Is that it? Okay. Let's get back to the scripts, Jew. Pick it back up at verse 8. No, 9.
Amen. Verse 9. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I will soon dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom.
Wait, whoa.
I am understanding.
You see that forward mouth? You see that forward mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That mouth there, he said, I hate that. But see, our women have been taught to be flip at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said he hate that forward spirit. You got to deny that. You got to deny being flip at the mouth. Because that's what you're made up of. See, you've been taught contrary of who you really are. So it's now to claim who you are. And part of claiming who you are is that you got to get rid of these evil habits. And that is having a forward mouth. Continue.
Yes, sir. Verse 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, doable riches and righteousness. My food is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was, when there was
Stop.
No depths.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. She was always there. She didn't start with Eve. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
The woman didn't start with Eve. She was right there in the beginning. There go the wife. There go the wife of the Lord right there. You see her? See, this is how we supposed to present ourselves as chaste virgins before God, because this is the only way he will accept us. You can't come any other way. This is why the woman is saved through childbearing. Here she is. She bringing forth her children. She said, I lead in the way of righteousness. Why? Because my husband is the king of righteousness, which is Melchizedek. See that? So she was always in a, she was always written. Look at her story right here. Her story was in heaven. He said, before there was even an earth, I was there. Continue.
Amen. Verse 24. Well, pick it at 23. I was set up from everlasting. Excuse me. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or even the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to
Hold
the
that.
Sea his decree.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Now he just said in verse 27, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. So the So she already declared herself, right? Because she said this. She said, I was brought, he said in verse 23, I was set up from everlasting. So everlasting is before heaven. So she was a part of the word before heaven.
Mm.
She was a part of the word way before any, when he said, in the beginning was the word. There she is right there. You see it? There she is. She's in the beginning. She's in the word. That's what we read about. We're not looking at her physically. We see her and spiritually. It's who she
mm-hmm.
is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
see,
get it.
This is what our women of God is supposed to be reflecting back to, not the women of Atlanta. APL, so to say, right? Or basketball wise.
Yes,
continue, bro.
Yes, sir. 28. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me...
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. Where did that hear that at?
I think that's somewhere else in Proverbs, where the man waits for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Read that 35 again.
Oh, amen.
I'm going to show you where that's at. Watch this. She's going to identify herself. 35.
For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord.
Okay, now go into Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22.
Amen. The book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
So that's what we call wisdom, his wife. See that? So he identified who this is right here. This is the wife. That's her. All this Proverbs chapter 8 is supposed to reflect what a wife looked like. We got to get back to that. You see. Let's go into Genesis chapter 26. I mean, Genesis 1. Yeah. Genesis 1 and 26.
Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them.
Now, here come your physical. All right, let's do this. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a quick physical. We don't get caught up in the physical, right? We don't want to get caught up in that because we're not dealing with the physical, but we got to bring the woman into the creation, right? Okay.
Right.
Let's go into Genesis chapter 2.
I'm picking up the verse 1 or?
No. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21.
Okay, now. The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the
okay,
rib,
stop. What is a rib? What's a rib?
A part of
what
your
is
body?
The content? It's a part of your body, but what is it called? If you found it on the street, what would it look like?
That's a good question. Never thought about
that. So what is a rib?
It's like large carved bones, some of them.
Okay. You're right. A rib is a bone. A rib is a bone. So.
What does a rib protect?
No, hold on. So now, go to John.
Okay.
John.
I'm sorry, Luke 24 and 39. Luke 24 and 39.
Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 24, picking it up at verse 39. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones, as ye see me have.
See that?
Hmm.
That changed. See that?
I see what you did.
So?
That's tight.
So? She had to come from bone in order to be created in the image of God. That separate us from angels. So she had, that's what he just said. Handle me, touch me, for as you see a spirit have not flesh and bone, as you see me have. So God got what? Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bones.
The angels don't have flesh and bones. They minister in spirits of flame and fire. They made from heaven. We're made from the earth, which is also from heaven, but that's how she got into the creation. Okay, so now, not only is she in the creation, but she also in the image of God. That's how you brought it in. But not to get caught up on that, just, you know, this is how she's in the creation. Let's get back, all right? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, and let's pick it up at 18.
Go ahead, teacher.
Genesis 2 and 18.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone.
Stop.
I will make...
Stop. It's not good that man should be... So God said that, not man. Adam wasn't sitting around saying, I'm lonely. He didn't say that. The Lord God of Israel said that. So, let's look up what's good. Because he said it's not good for man to be alone. So what's good? So what's really good? Right? So let's look at what's good. And then also, let's take this into consideration while we're looking up the word good, that Jesus said, why are you calling me good? There's none good but the Father. So let's put the Father in this too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what the word good say? You got it? Do anybody have a definition of good?
You want me to look it up?
Somebody.
I thought Sister Ray was. Yeah, you know, your definition way better than mine.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I was up the definition.
All right, that's good, that's good.
Okay, so.
You all caught up in the lesson.
That was interesting how you put that.
Good. To be desired or to be approved of.
So God didn't approve of that.
Having the qualities required.
So God did not approve that man should be alone. So that's why her story is from the beginning, because he never approved of it. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And all the rest of it is just icing on the cake. What else to say? We're going to read a little bit more, but, you know, we're going to move around because we got other stuff to look at. Go ahead.
This is fine, high quality, standards, quality, superior.
So she brings standards. She brings a higher quality because a man will live like an ape unless he been influenced by a woman in some kind of way. Some kind of way. You know, you got some of us be all ashy and lips all chapped up. Then you see them again, they ain't, they hands all oiled up and they ain't chapped up no more. Yeah, oh yeah, you found you a girl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Tell me
exactly.
Get a haircut in a second.
See that? All trimmed up. Yep. Read on.
A quality superior, acceptable, adequate, competent, right, excellent, superb, outstanding.
Okay, that's good.
Magnificent.
It is magnificent.
Worthy.
It's not worthy to be alone.
Worthy.
Oh, God.
Yummy. Finger licking, mum.
That's good, Rhea. Thank
you. Finger licking good.
Well, that's good.
It says yum, yummy.
So it ain't finger licking good to be alone, people. All right? I don't care how good your meal is. You can have the best plate in the planet, but if you been eating by yourself, it's just not the same.
It's a yummy finger licking.
I know, right? That's all in there? Even your food when you're in there eating? Wow. The Most High is something, ain't he? He's showing that when you sit down to eat, it ain't going to be good. Like it really could be. Ain't that something?
Oh, if you had a companion?
Right.
Sometimes you do like to be alone and be silent and
sitting. Yeah, but not all the time. That's why he said it ain't good for man to be alone. Not meditating.
There is a difference.
Yeah. Back to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him."
Stop.
And out of the ground.
Okay. So she's not here. Remember now, we brought her through Adam, through the bone, right? But Adam ain't asleep here. So all this is written, what she is. All this is the law of what she is, right? So let's see what's really good. Because he said it's not good that man should be alone. So how is it that when a man is with a woman, he would want to be alone? When he said, it's not good that man should be alone.
Okay.
What's wrong with this picture?
Okay,
let's look up the word help. Okay, because these are things that she got to fit. These are her criteria and her qualities. If she don't fit these criteria, there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some friction and things like that within herself, because she's not going to be happy with herself, because she's not feeling her standards and her quality and her plateau where the Lord created her to live in. That's what he called her wisdom. So if she's not fulfilling what she is supposed to be doing, then she is hell on wheels. Because she's denying everything that she really is created to become or is. What's the word? Help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What it says.
Okay, so help. Make it easier for someone to do something by offering one services or resources.
Take over.
Assist. To aid. To help out.
Mm.
To lend a helping hand.
See, that's what she created for. Not to take over, not to run, not to rule, not to boss around, not to holler. Because the Lord talked about that clamorous woman. But then if you got a clamorous woman, chances are she's an adulteress. What do you mean? Because that's what he described, an adulterous spirit. She's loud. She's clamorous.
Mm.
Read on.
Go ahead. That was juicy.
Okay, so advice, benefit, bomb.
She advise you, not demand or tell you what to do. She's there for advice. You know, I suggest that, it was suggestion, on that wise. She's a healing. She's a bomb. You know what I mean? Like, you put cocoa butter on scars and stuff, right? That's bombing, right? What else?
And then it says backing to back up.
She's supposed to back you up, not tear you down. She's supposed to back your dreams. You know, a lot of men probably passed up their dreams because they didn't support, they didn't have the support or the backing, right? Continue. Okay. Now look up meat. Yeah, look up meat. She's taking a little longer to find this word. M-E-E-T. The letter M is just after the... What?
Yeah, I have it, but you know they do M-E-E-T, and then they still try to add like it's like meat, like the meat, but it's not. So it's M-E-E-T.
Okay, just give me what you got.
So... Define. It says, come into the presence.
So she supposed to what?
Come into the presence.
So this is why when a man get married, she come, she, well, here come the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the bride.
All
and to,
dressed in white.
Into your presence.
All dressed in white.
Yeah. In righteousness,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she said
yeah.
that I'm righteousness, right?
Yeah.
All the words of my mouth is righteousness. That's what she said. She can't be clamorous. She can't be loud and obnoxious.
Heaven help us, Lord Jesus.
It's impossible. She said, it's impossible for me to be loud and obnoxious. Impossible.
Coming into the prison.
All that. So when we see women as loud and obnoxious, they are ignorant of themselves.
So connect, to touch, to reach, to join.
So you there for me to touch?
To touch, converge.
Not for anybody to touch, but for me to touch. To reach. That's why I said it's not good for a man to touch a woman, right?
To reach.
Reach.
To join, to unite.
So I'm the only one that's supposed to touch you and join myself to you. Go ahead.
Competition, oh, that's like track and match and game.
Okay. Well, that's that. So that's what meat means. You know, you there for, that's what he said, experience, right? That's what we call a wisdom, right? So if I'm touching you and we're meeting, then we're experiencing each other, aren't we? Okay. All right. There go the law. You see that? So that was the law before Eve was even created. That's why she said, I was there before the heavens was created. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Okay. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 31:10. Proverbs 31:10. When you receive it, read.
Yes, sir. The book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For a price is far above rubies.
Stop. See, he said, who can find a virtuous woman? You can't. One, her story is in heaven. Two, she come, her price is way more than what you're willing to offer. You know. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price as far above rubies? Who can find a virtuous? You can't find her. She come with prayer. You got to fast for this one. Then you got to show yourself approved. So, you know, when you read this and, you know, and I used to sit back in the back of the class, and, you know, you pick up on different spirits with different scriptures read. And a lot of, you know, when brothers read these scriptures about the virtuous woman, it lifts up the women's confidence. And I get it. But it's more than just saying that you're virtuous. You got to be virtuous. You got to testify you. You can't testify of it because it know where it is. You have to be testified that you're virtuous. You can't claim that. Someone has to testify that you're virtuous, which would be God in Christ or your husband or your father. Continue.
Oh, when I was on there, man, that was tight. Verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She bringeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Excuse me, give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. Verse 17. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spittle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of taspery. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children riseth up, and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her up the food of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Now, you go back and you look at this. He said, give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her. So, a woman is... It's looked at upon how she carries herself and the things that how she presents herself. And it's not about looks, you know, it's not about looks, it's about morals. Because he said beauty is vain and favor is deceit. But a woman that fear God, that's the one that she should be praised. She's the one. You got one that don't fear God, you got issues, Jack. That one there is, that's what, she's wicked. Her heart is in snares. You talk about that. You talk about the wicked woman, the wicked wife, whatever, and that her heart is in snares. He said, this one here, she's not, this one here is virgin. He said, her children will rise up and say that she's blessed. And this is true. Because that's what we, you know, the children would say, will say, and they're looking at this wisdom and saying, praise God. For what? His wisdom. He said, and the law of kindness is in her mouth. What do you mean? Tender heart or tender eyed, as our mother Leah was. Or charity, kindness, peaceable. The law of kindness is in her mouth, not clamor, not strife and debate. And then he said this at the top. He said, the heart of a husband doeth safely trust in her, and he have no need of spoil. She would do him good and not evil all the days of her life. See, this has been, this here, 10 and 11, this is what the 21st century media is working on to steal that from women. And so what they teach them is that they don't have to be this way anymore, and they can be independent and please themselves. This is where the misery kicked in. Now they are miserable. Now they turn it to each other. It's all over the place. We just left off the basic principles. You cannot deny God. Just like a man want to be a woman, but every day he wake up in the morning, what is he doing? He's reminded every day of what he is.
Yeah.
Every day he's reminded of what he is or she is. All to it. Let's look at this a little further. So we see that this virtuous woman, these are all her attributes. When she's not performing these things, you got a very unhappy wife. When she's performing these things, you have a happy wife. Because she's not opposing herself. She can't help but do this. It's innate. This is written in heaven that this is how a virtuous woman is supposed to act. Maybe we've never been taught that. Maybe women haven't been taught that. Or maybe some of these women just haven't been called. And they just among the flocks, just like wolves. Just like you got wolves among the sheep. They there too. But you got this virtuous woman here. This is what the Lord is testifying of right here. This is who we're supposed to be reflecting. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
See that? Here, God of righteousness. You're the wife. The wife is humanity. And it depends on whether or not or where they're coming from. This is that thing. Okay? God is a God of righteousness, not lineage. Don't make any difference what tribe you out of or what nation you out of when it comes to him. Because the Melchizedek priesthood isn't about flesh. It's about righteousness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to present yourself as a chaste virgin from what? The world. You got to separate yourself from the world. Read on.
Verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
See that?
For I expect.
See, he might come preaching the doctrine of hatred and variance and teaching the sowing discords and division and things like that. That's not from God. I don't care if they're Hebrew Israelite or not. That's not from God. He don't sow discord among the brethren. You might follow that person just because that person say they are Israelite. Then, of course, we got the idols in the world that's claiming they Christ and so forth. But what about the wolves in sheep clothing that's actually among the flock? They want to be worshipped.
Say it.
You know, they want to be, you know, you got to put them on a pedestal. You know. But yeah, here we are. You might dwell with them, but the Lord said we love that anyway. But we're not getting off into that. We're trying to be this woman. We're trying to be this wife. We're trying to be her. He's trying to present us as a chaste virgin, that we unspotted from this world. You spotted in this world, or you dabble in the things in this world and things like that, then you playing with yourself. You the bigger fool. Because you ain't got sense enough to know that you canceling your salvation. And you think you're going, you know, because you are now and then or part-time or whatever, that you're going to make it and you're not. You might as well go balls out and do whatever you do. The Lord told you, he told us in the scripts, he said, he was talking about because you lukewarm. He'll make up your mind for you. We got to make up our mind if we're going to try to serve the Lord and be a part of that wife, the one he's going to call. In fact, let's look at that. Go to Psalms chapter 45 and pick it up at verse 9. Psalms 45 and 9.
The book of Psalms chapter 45, verse 9. Kings, daughters were among the honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thy ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughters of Tyre shall be there with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within, her clothing is of wrought gold.
Stop.
She shall be.
He said, hearken, O daughters, and consider, and incline thine ear, and forget thine own people. And thy father's house, don't be going back and forth. Either your husband is all or nothing, Jack. You can't be going back and forth. He ain't saying, you know, like dish your family because Rebecca said, send Jacob to my people house. That ain't ways to get in it, but don't be having your family, your business.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for the husband, too. Don't hire your family and your business. If you want to talk to somebody about it, find somebody mature enough to handle it, not somebody to put it all over the place. But this is that thing. He said, the king's daughters is all honorable women. And he said, and upon the right hand stand a queen in gold of Ophir. He said, and I never even seen that gold. I don't think anybody's seen that gold. Maybe the Saudis. I bet you they seen it. I bet you they got it. It said, forget thine own people. And he said, so shall the king greatly. You know what? When a woman is in between two opinions, you can't serve two masters. He said, either I'm going to love you or hate you. Because you can't make up your mind whether or not you want to be with me or him or them. So I make up your mind for you. I'm going to hate you. And then you're going to be, I'm going to spew you out your mouth. Out my mouth. Now, there you go. Problem solved. That's the worst case scenario. But it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real scenario. Then he said this. He said, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord. Worship thou him. Wives, love your husband. Not the men or other people in this world that they put on pedestals around here and say, hey, look, he's on the pedestal. Let's go follow that person and worship him. Yay, like an idiot. No. It's not what you do. Same thing with men. Don't be out there following the world saying, yay, look at this. There go Beyonce over there. Let's go and worship her. Ah. No, don't do that. That's for them. He said, so that he will love thee. Worship thou him. And he said, so the king should greatly devour thy beauty. Why? Because the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of bright gold. She is glorious where? In the inner man. Because that's where God go meet us. So it ain't about where she is. She, her inner man, the law of kindness got to be there. Wisdom, understanding. That's the beauty he going to be looking for. Charity. Prudence, judgment, equity. Let's pick it back up at verse 15 and continue.
15. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
See that? That's that thing about when he said that her children said what? Praise her? Wisdom that she is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Her children said rise up and call her praise, her blessed, right there. See? This is that thing. This is way before. You know, this ain't got, this is nothing physical. This is all spiritual. This woman don't exist, but she going to. And in order for you to get to this, you have to get to that. You can't blase yourself to this. You got to earn that. I don't think we ain't stressing that enough. I don't think we stressing that enough. You got to earn this. It's not given to you. Just like the apostle prick. It's not given to you. Paul said, of the least of apostles, he said, I'm the least of the apostles and the most afflicted. He had to earn it. That comes with that. Same thing with you. You got to earn it. Go to Revelations 12 and 1. Revelations 12 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Revelations 12 and 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads.
Okay, stop. Now he said this. He said, now there appeared a wonder in heaven, a woman with what? 12 stars upon her crown. She said, there appeared a wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun or with light, right? And a moon under her, under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. That's your virtuous woman. There she is right there. That's why you can't see her. That's why you can't find her at the club, because she's in your prayers. She's right here. She with God. That's the only way you're going to find her. She's, this is where her story's at. It's way up there. So you're not going to stumble on her unless she's one of those that want to. She might be prepared as a virtuous woman and then stumble out here and then she get tainted. Now she's no longer virtuous. And you might stumble up on her because she may bear some of the qualities, but she's far from it now. She's tainted. Go to Genesis chapters 37. The crown of 12 stars. We're going to come back. Genesis chapter 37. And let's pick it up at verse 5. Genesis 37:5.
Amen. Verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were bending sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about, and made obstinance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more.
Wait a minute. So now we see that the brothers have the gift of interpretation, hands down. They immediately interpret that, right? That was like a no-brainer to them. And then the other thing was, is this is that he said he had a dream. So this conversation is in heaven. It's not in the earth. It's in heaven, right? Because it's a dream. It's a spirit. It's eternal. Watch this. Read on.
Amen. Just picking it back up to verse 8. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he had dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obstinate to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his brothers rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same.
Stop. So this is that Bible code Nakomi was just dealing with last Wednesday, that 147. Jacob dying and being a 147, he was 147 years old. Look what he said here. Here go the dream. Here go the conversation. He said he dreamed a dream yet more, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars. Well, her crown had 12 stars. That's including Joseph. Right here, what we're looking at is that we see these are those things that light on the earth, which was created on the fourth day. There goes Jacob identifying himself as a four. See that? And the children of God, which is the 12 tribes, as 147, light upon the earth. But then, 147 equal what? 12. There it is, right? We be listening. The Lord is teaching us. You see that? Let's go back to that. Let's see that. So you got right here, you got her talking about the crown upon her head is the 12 tribes of Israel. There they are right there. And John and Joseph saw the vision and a dream. There was a conversation again in heaven. That's where you're going to find that virtuous woman. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 12, and let's pick it up in verse 1 again.
Book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven.
Wait a minute. Wait,
behold,
whoa. How she get pregnant? Who had sex with her? Who sauced her? Right?
Yeah.
How she get pregnant? How did she get pregnant? Because God had sex with her. And she gave birth. So, wait a minute. Go to Ezekiel chapter 16. Ezekiel chapter 16 and pick it up at verse 7.
The book Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 7. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. And thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare.
What? God pay attention to tatas? I know the women do, so I guess that's innate too. So, He created that the woman's breasts would be attractive to us. See that? That's written right there. Because remember now, he's a spirit. So this is written in the spirit. So we would be attracted to women's breasts. That's why women like to wear stuff with their breasts on. Because they know man is going to look. And then when they look, then they will say, oh, eyes here. Right, but your breast is out here.
Right.
Making this really difficult. Stop. But it's innate, though. Do we see this? Do we see it? That this is just something where he said that men would be attracted to women's breasts because he's writing it right here. Your breasts is grown, they're fashioned, their hair is grown. So they're also going to be attracted to women with nice head of hair. That's why the hair in our community is so expensive and all over the place. Because hair is an attractive thing to men. So women wear a lot of hair. Whereas thou were naked and bare. Verse 8, continue.
Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I
So he created emotions inside a man. He created emotions inside of a man that he would look upon a woman and say, you know what? It's time to do the nasty. Or it's a time of what? Love.
Amen.
Right?
That's a season.
So he created it. He written in it that men and women will have these feelings for each other, that they will want to do that, right? Okay. Read on.
Now, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and enter into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine.
That's when she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
See that? That's when she got knocked up right there. She said, and he entered into a covenant with her, and the Lord said, "Lord, saith the Lord God, and thou became mine." And she got knocked up, and she brought forth a man child, which is now we know who is what? The Christ. The woman's story has been in this book through all time. We don't give enough credit to the story. We don't really look at it. We don't really look at it like we should. We don't give them enough honor. That's why they don't honor themselves. That's why they don't honor among themselves. When we talk about, I'd rather have more man friend than women friend. That's all good. Men just went, you know, I can understand that because women can be trife in some ways, yeah. Even with other women. You know, but to say I'd rather have a man friend than a woman friend, he may be your friend, but somewhere around the back of his head, it's an opportunity waiting. So,
say it.
With all of that being said, you're more than just a jump off. You're more than just some loudmouth pack of weave that's all over the place and out of control, just turning out babies. It's not what you are. You are created in the image of God, and this is how you fulfill your mold. If you follow these principles, you will fulfill the mold of a woman becoming God. So, with that being said, we'll thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And great reading, Brother Isaiah. And praise be the Lord. Thank you for coming up with the definition, Sister Rhea. And we yield the mic.
Amen. Praise to the Father. Because you give the mic, you know, bro, that precept, man, you brought together, man, that was like a Discovery Channel teaching lesson. You know what I'm saying? That lesson, man, that was a powerful lesson. You know, even though that your direction, I can see that, you know, it was for the women to show the woman, you know, how important she is. I honestly think that it was very important for the men too. So now we know, you know, what to look for and how to set your eyes straight on finding a wife. You know, not the clamorous one or the real argumentative woman, even though she might be eye candy. But the whole thing is that, you know, like how you brought it to the table, man, there's more things that the Lord has set up for this woman that she even know herself. You know what I'm saying? You know, and definitely just talking about this woman, you know, it's going to take some time and patience. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a lot of time and patience, you know, for the men to understand, and, you know, and definitely the women, you know, this is how the Lord got this thing set up for her. You know, not to be loud, not to be all crazy acting and stuff like that, but basically just how she take care of the household, you know, and how she's how she's toward her husband, you know what I'm saying? And definitely how you put it in the light, you know, like how the book said that, you know, she gonna leave her father, mother, and all that kind of stuff and deal with her husband. We all understand that, but how you brought it was interesting, but basically just put it in the light to show the woman, you know, not to be out there telling your business to everybody. Your business is yours and your husband's alone. If you need somebody to talk to, find somebody, you know, mature enough to take care of that matter. So I thought that was beautiful how you brought that piece together. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely me being a single brother, you know, I really needed it, you know what I'm saying? Because my thoughts go left so much, it's ridiculous. But, you know, it was, the time was right and the time was appointed for this precept to be brought forth. So all together, I thought it was an amazing, great lesson. And I get a mic with that.
Praise God. Praise God, Hebrew. Praise be to Lord. Nobody teach like our Father. All praises be to Him. Brothers and sisters, we're trying to get through with the questions and answers and so forth. If you don't have a question at this time or a comment, mute your phone so that we can hear the other brothers and sisters that do right now and just get them their consideration. Any more questions or comments?
Shalom, Brother Job. I got a question. I got a comment. Yeah, okay. I just want to say grace and peace unto the children of Israel, children of men, and the children of God. It's Brother Keith. Thank God for another day of the Lord's greatness. You know, his zenith is being shown today. You know, that light has been shed upon us. I thank the Lord that he constantly waters us. I was looking at something in here, a couple of things, but I just want to look at one in particular that I looked at in Revelations 22:17, and it's basically talking about the same thing. It says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." And what I looked at that was like, it was like he was saying, preparing a bride, a adorned for a wedding, and her wisdom. In the beginning, he was preparing this woman to be at the end with him, you know, to be on one accord, to have that marriage. And, you know, when he was talking about the bone, you know, he was, Adam was saying, I'm going to call her woman. We're going to be as one. He was showing about how the marriage is on one accord. And in order for a person to understand that, they got to find a virtuous woman he has to bring the virtuous woman to him. You know, it can't be like when Jacob seen a woman and he went to her first. You just got to wait upon the Lord, you know. And I want to say this is an excellent lesson, Brother Job. Excellent reading, Brother Isaiah. And with that, I yield.
Amen. Amen. Praise be the Lord, brother. Absolutely.
Right. Shabbat shalom, my brother.
Shabbat shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, what's going on there, my brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good, and thanks too, Keith.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for all of y'all. Grace and peace on all of y'all, my brothers.
Shalom.
Amen. It's good to hear you all. Good to be back among you.
You as well, brother.
All praises.
A long, long break, but well worth it. That's a great precept, my brother. It was, as always, we were talking about the women and godly women and virtuous women. Let us not at all forget that we cannot be unevenly yoked. So if we're looking for that righteous woman, we got to also be a what? Righteous man.
Righteous man. Amen.
Amen.
And so we can't put on her if we're not able to keep it. So I'm going to challenge all the brothers out there that they strive to do that, so that we can walk in unity. In the lesson that you brought forth, it is the virtuous woman is who we're looking for. And the virtuous woman, even in her clothing, in everything that she does, it has to be righteous. It has to be virtuous. It has to be what the Most High says that he wants the church to be. I saw scripture in Revelation when the angel told John, come and let me show you the Lamb's bride. And he doesn't bring him and show him the church. He takes him and shows him who, the New Jerusalem. But who the New Jerusalem is clothed in is the saints. So the Most High is looking for, the saints are the wedding dress that the New Jerusalem puts on. And so we as the body have to be righteous, because the Most High is not going to put just anything on his bride. And he's using that as the standard for the relationships between man and woman. So as you were going through this, all this kept coming back to my mind. And I just want to say, hey, excellent lesson, excellent precept. And I look forward to hearing about more of the women in the scriptures, because the Most High uses them as he uses the men to teach us lessons. And if we can, who else is better to get what our standards should be for our morality, our work ethic, our behavior, than from the Most High, our Creator? A great lesson, great precept. I yield.
All praises, brother. Tonight, the Yah's Global Kingdom, brother, would you mind shedding some light on that this evening?
All right, amen. Prior to the break, we had been going over sin and spiritual warfare. And those lessons were to actually get us in the mind frame of what the Most High is looking for, to have us to be able to go before the Most High and understand that we have sinned before him and that we needed forgiveness even after we had come to Messiah, and showing us that, you know, we couldn't just do what we want to do or normally sin and then expect that he would forgive us. So we had to go back before him in the spirit of humility so that we can be prepared to actually come into his kingdom. And so tonight I want to start going into citizens of the kingdom. What does that mean, to have your citizenship? Just what is it that a person is doing? So we're going to talk about the government, and we're going to talk about our citizenship tonight in this kingdom. And the kingdom is here now. You know, everybody, I know that for the most part, everybody is trying to wait on the return of Messiah. But Messiah didn't say, wait on him to come back. He said, go spread this gospel of the kingdom and to establish it in this world. So the kingdom is here already. It's supposed to be within us. So we want to talk about that and talk about our citizenship and what we should be doing as citizens in the kingdom. We are in this world, but we're not supposed to be of this world. But we started off of this world. So we have to get our citizenship so that we are in the world but not of it, being that rebirth. So there's some doctrines out there that are teaching us that, hey, we got to wait for this thing, but the scriptures are actually telling us the opposite, that we are here and this is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be taking territory for the Most High. So we're going to start looking at our citizenship from here on out, because it's about that, the kingdom of the Most High, the kingdom of heaven. So tonight we're going to be looking at citizenship in the kingdom of Yah. And that'll be at 7 p.m. tonight, Central Standard Time.
I'm still trying to adjust. I'm in Phoenix right now, so I'm always, it seems like I'm always an hour behind. But nevertheless, you know, I have to get on track. But then I leave in a couple of weeks going back to New York. Anyway, it's good to be amongst the brothers and the sisters. And hopefully y'all will allow us to bring something that will help someone tonight.
Praise be the Lord. And don't forget, that's 5 o'clock your time.
Right, I got it.
Exactly.
I have to go look it up on the computer.
Yeah. Okay, well, any more questions or comments? No? Okay, well, hey, well, we just want to say we want to encourage everybody to continue in their cycle and to continue to enjoy it. And want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And once again, you want to be back here this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. at the South 11 Waters for Yah's Global Kingdom with your brother Horace Miles, that you just heard from. And we're going to pick it back right back up at that spiritual warfare, so you want to be there for that. With all of that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible, people. Time appointed. Shabbat Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.